Although the International Criminal Court is a global platform to serve justice in the confrontation of war crimes and crimes against humanity, big powers show paradoxical behavior regarding its ruling in a display of conflict of their international political interests. The United States is the most notorious country for adopting double standards regarding the rulings of this international court, and vehemently opposes and supports its rulings in various contexts. Following the arrest warrants issued to the Zionist Prime Minister Netanyahu and ex-Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and although many countries promised compliance, United States officials, in contradictory approach, denounced the decision against their allies. While American leaders strongly support Netanyahu against the ICC, they take a different view when it comes to their enemies. A clear example of which was Washington's stance towards Russian President Vladimir Putin. In March 2023, Biden said in a speech that he was pleased with the ICC's arrest warrant targeting Russian leaders for alleged war crimes in Ukraine. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken also said that all member states of the ICC should abide by the decision and execute the arrest warrant for Putin. While members of the US administration justified their defense of Netanyahu by saying that Israel is not a member of the ICC and that the court has no jurisdiction to issue indictments against Tel Aviv, they did not provide the same justification for Putin, whose country is not a member of the ICC. The anti-Russian stances come while Russia refrains from targeting civilians as much as possible, but the Israelis have killed more than 44,000 innocent civilians, which has outraged world public opinion. Now people around the world are chanting slogans in the streets, not against Russian leaders, but against the leaders of the Israeli occupation, showing that Washington's double standards in dealing with international crises do not affect the position of the nations. The main reason why the United States ignores and does not recognize the rulings of the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice is because of the laws that have been passed in this country, in the eyes of the White House officials, are above the rulings issued by the international courts. In this regard, in 2002, then US President George W. Bush signed the American Soldiers Protection Act, known as the Hague Invasion Act, for its controversial content. The law takes its name from the Article 2008 of the United States Forces Protection Act, which authorizes the president to use all necessary and appropriate means to release U.S. military personnel and those under the protection of its allies. The law even allowed the president to order an invasion of the Netherlands, which the ICJ is located, to protect U.S. officials and military personnel from persecution. It also authorizes the use of military force to free any American or citizen of a country allied to U.S. who the Hague-based court detains. The U.S. argues that the ICC must turn a blind eye to the crimes of the U.S. and its allies around the world, or it will be punished. As in June 2020, Trump sanctioned the judges of this institution in response to ICC's decision to investigate U.S. war crimes in Afghanistan. Also in April 2023, when under Iran's lawsuit against the U.S. for illegally freezing assets, the ICJ ruled in favor of Iran, the U.S. called the ruling worthless and claimed that the court does not have the jurisdiction to hear the case. Another alarming point about the US's dual approach to ICC's rulings is that it is likely that guarding against the international courts will become a routine, with none of Washington's allies taking take the international consequences of their crimes seriously. The conflicting stances of the US on the ICC indicate a conflict of justice and political interests, while the United States supports the court in such cases as Putin's arrest warrant. It strongly opposes the same ruling against Israeli leaders. The American duality of perspectives on justice not only highlights a paradox in the US policy, but also presents major challenges to the ICC in maintaining its credibility and independence.